Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle,
the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right, waking up with Linda Mac Shan. It is Find It Out Friday. You know, we're getting ready to do some more celebration here. You know, the show is being sponsored by CDC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals in education, workshops, training, higher ed. But we focus on our youth. And today, our topic is going to be honoring yourself and others, okay? And hail to the Queen, Tina Turner. If you have not gone to see that musical, don't buy any Starbucks. It's going to be in Los Angeles until the 9th, and then I think it moves out into Anaheim. But you want to go and witness that musical. You're in for a treat. And many awesome. You cannot miss it. Please go. They're here until July 9th at the Plantages Theater. I don't care how much those tickets are. Whatever you have to spend, spend it, okay? Don't buy any Starbucks and save your money and stay out of the mall. Go see the Tina Turner musical. And again, I'm going to say hail to the Queen. She has some messages out there. She's still taking care of us. Her spirit is still moving around. But you're going to be inspired. You're going to be empowered. And she's going to give you something to think about, too. You know, in order to honor yourself, you have to start with new beginnings and new connections and work on that inner self. Now, Tiffany with an eye is going to come on with us, and she's going to bring us some information that she found out, okay, to share with you. But right now, we're going to get started. And I'd like to say welcome in. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you're listening in from, all of our listeners, 4th of July, Independence Day. Every day is a new day of independence. Because keep in mind, it always starts and keep it independent.
reflection on the water. More than darkness in the depths, see him surface and every shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, you do what I please. Golden eye, no time for sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. You'll never know how I watch you from the shadows as a child. You'll never know behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I cried. But now my time has come, and time is not on your side. See him move through smoke and mirror. In the crowd, other girls they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain takes him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I. The shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I've got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
That's right. You know, we're talking about honoring yourself and so that you can honor others. And in order to do that, you must not allow yourself to be blown away by the eight winds, not philosophy. The eight winds are prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Those are the eight winds. See, when you're into you, and you know what you're about, you know how to stand firm, feet flat on the ground, and stand as strong as a redwood tree. You don't allow yourself to be blown away like a leaf on a branch. So that's the first step in honoring yourself. You don't allow that. When you know who you are, nothing can move you. As I say, you want to be proud of you, what you've done. Acknowledge, do more, go higher. Strength equals the ability to get through stronger by acknowledging all. Attitude of happy, joyful, and resilient. With that attitude, nothing can take you out. You have the abilities to get through. That is from my mentor, Dr. Sakuri Tega. You know, we have to have mentors out there. And speaking on mentors, before we close out, I'm going to share some information with you, something that's coming up that you must be in attendance of. It's going to be a minute, so you'll have time to stash it away and prepare yourself. But right now, you know, Tina Turner was a hell of a woman, okay? But she was a beautiful, humble, nurturing individual. Hats off. We're going to say hell to the queen. I mean, that's what I have to say. I'm bowing down over here. I just wanted to remind you that we're all every woman out here, and I got a hell of a woman on the line, Tiffany, with an IC, strategize it, change it, and complete it. She's here with us this evening. Happy, happy, happy Find It Out Friday. Tiffany with an I, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you? It is Friday. Yes. Can you believe it? We made it another week.
It's a week. It is Friday, and I'm sitting up here trying to decide, Tiffany, with an eye, if I want to go get 10 pounds of barbecue tomorrow. And if I get it tomorrow, I'll have it ate up by the holidays. So maybe I'll get 2 pans and freeze one and keep it out of my sight, because I really don't want to be out there or doing too much celebrating. I like to celebrate before or even after. And as I was saying before you came on, the 4th of July, I guess, is Independence Day in America. But every day is a new day of independence with us, okay? Because we keep in mind, and everyone else out there should also, we're going to make a suggestion that you remember that it starts and ends with you every day. So that day of independence is a daily thing for us. So I'm going to be quiet over here. Talk to Tiffany with an eye. Well, what did you find out?
You know, we have been taught, well, you know, today is Friday, and we always discuss something that we found it out on Friday. That's definitely what we do. And I did find out, I know we've been talking about it for a little bit, about the digital platform that is coming and how that's going to look and what it's going to look like. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I do know it's here. So
okay.
I read a report. They said as of July, the beginning of July, which July 1st, you know, a lot of people, like 120 companies, are going to be moving to this new digital platform. and the Federal Reserve has what they call FedNow. So it's here. So we talked about it probably months ago, and it's here now, and nothing to fear or anything like that. It's just going to be, you know, something that we have to transition into, but also very exciting, all the changes that have taken place. We always talk about that there are things now that we can't do that we used to do, right? Everything is changing.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of those things that is changing. So for the good, you know, we have been experimenting with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and you'll be seeing more and more of that as we get into this digital platform. But again, it's all good, and I'm excited. I just get excited sometimes with change. A little excited. I'm excited just because it's like, you know, being at the beginning of the age of the industrial age or any turning point in history, you know. So that's why I'm excited, because it's a turning point in history. It's something that is going to change the way that we do business, for sure. And there are just going to be so many other things to come. Good things. You know, I always concentrate on the good. I know there's other things that come up that, you know, there's positive and negative of everything. But you know how I like to concentrate on the good in the most positive way. So
well, I'm glad.
That's what I found out.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't want to take you off of your week, because I know that you can get project down during the week, but I don't know anything that's happening. I know that the energies out here is fitting right in with the change and the turning point, okay? So everything is basically right in sync. So with the digital coming in, and thank you so much for giving us that information. So we have to start researching. You know, we like that word research. So to all of you out there, just think, start researching. Get some information on your own. Don't let it just all snip up on you and cause stress. We cannot have stress. So the change is good, and all change is good. And one thing we realized, Tiffany, with that, is things change moment to moment. It's always changing out there. But I see that. But now that you mention it, you know, a lot of persons that if you're working with any type of companies, they're all trying to give you a little card now, you know, something, you know. Everything is, well, we've always dealt with different type of cards. I mean, we deal with credit cards and stuff. But, I mean, as far as, say, for students that are receiving any type of aid, you know, for their textbooks and things, that's being put on a card. And everything is just getting ready to get out there. So if you're not tech savvy, know how to push the button, please go take a class so you'll learn, because that is the way it is going to go out here. When you said persons coming into, how can I put it, coming into, if they're coming into making changes, you know, when you like to stay on the bright side, I like to stay on the bright side, but I have found out that, you know, our glow can attract darkness, can attract phony people, and negative energies. But what we have to do is, that's why I just love those chakras, keep ourselves in balance so that we're not swayed by it and we can ignore it. So that is, again, you know, we're jumping around here, but that, you know, that's what we do. We're not CNN. We just care and share. But that's why it's so important that we tune into our balancing and pay attention to those chakras and take good notes on those chakras, because those chakras are lining you up. And because we're all matter out here and we're all energy, that aligns you up with the universe. And if you notice how everything is blending together, well, it always does. But this is a strange kind of energy. This is a strong energy out here, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, it is. It's very strong. I think, you know, as everything begins to change and we have the monetary platform changing, we'll have the political platform changing, we'll have all these different platforms changing as they can no longer exist. So when we talk about a democracy, we talk about everything being, you know, balanced, like you were saying with the chakras. Everything has to be balanced. And I think most people, you know, when we talk about the political platform, there's an awareness that everyone is rising to and understanding that they do have a voice, that they can make the change, and they're going to get what they deserve. And I think with the energies that are now to support that, I think it's really a beautiful thing because we're realizing that we have an independent spirit. And we can move in an independent way and think for ourselves and do the things that make us happy because ultimately it's predicated, all this is predicated on our happiness. We're here to be happy. And whether some say it's an experiment or not, I'd like to make the best of this experiment. And I I want to be happy and I want to get to the peak of happiness and I want the peak of happiness to be constant. So it's an exciting time, you know. Some say also we chose to be here at this time. Mm-hmm. We chose to make the changes and we're in a very exciting time as we're pioneering. And you can't get any better than that. You know, you'll probably, this is historic to some degree, right? This is historic. We're going to, you know, people are going to be writing about this and what happened, the turn of this age and what we were going through and how they said in 1999, by 1999, the world will end and we're not going to be here. It's going to be destructive. Well, guess what? We made it.
Yeah.
Like 23, 24 years later, we're still here. So there was no destruction. There was no, or 2012, they kept saying the same thing. But we're here. And we're here because we are supposed to be here to experience this and to implement changes within our lives so that the next generations can, you know, be happier. Like, we already know what it feels like not to be happy, but and how to get to happiness. Like, you know, some people chant, which is great. You know, that chanting, that sound that is in sync with your vibration and frequency, whether you meditate, whatever you do, I mean, that's what gets you to that place where you are happy. And then a lot of people are discovering that that's where they want to be. They want to have freedom of their time. They want to be independent. They want to do what they love. And they want to just be passionate about life. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why we're here. We're here to enjoy this time.
I'm with you, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that because that's what our topic is, honoring yourself and others. And people say honoring yourself and others because what persons don't realize that when you can honor yourself, you can recognize and give that same energy out to others. But if you don't know what yourself is about, you're really, really screwed up out there because you really have a hard time trying to figure them out. So when we speak of honoring ourselves, you know, me and my one words, I think of greatness. I think of knowing who you are. I think of balancing. And once you honor yourself and that energy is out there and that's being expressed, some people look at a person that really honors himself as arrogant. But if you've never experienced it and don't understand it, it's not arrogancy, it's confidence, okay? Two different things, but they get it mixed up. But honoring yourself puts out a type of energy out there. It's like, I'm for me, but I'm also for you too. You know, you have to know who you are. Like we spoke last week, you have to know who you are so you can know what you want and then know what you're going to do about it. And then to sum it all up, which we will be getting into that, you have to recognize what some people say calling, but you have to recognize what is your purpose here. You just answered one, and that was to be happy, okay, to be happy. People want that freedom. They want that independence. You know, that all lines up with it as you're traveling down the road to the destination of your purpose. All of those things have to be in order, and it takes, you know, it takes some work. It takes research, outside research, awareness research, and definitely inside research about yourself in order to honor yourself. The more you honor yourself and know yourself, the more you can recognize others, okay? Because we're all mirrors out here. You know, we're all mirrors to one another. If you see something about an individual that sets you wrong, think about it. If you didn't have that same thing inside of you, you wouldn't recognize it in them. So flip it, okay? It's not them. It's not their responsibility to change. It's yours to change. Pull out of that and get into that honoring mode. When you get into that honoring mode, you have a strut about you, you have a look about you, and you have a glow about you that, again, I will say it can attract the goodness, but it can also attract darkness, phony people, and negative energies. So I'm going to end my little portion with that, so I'm just going to say ignore it. It's honoring, starting with yourself first. And those doors will start opening. We're all survivors out here, because if we weren't, we wouldn't be here. But we want to push it to a level where you can rise and thrive. Okay, that's going into another direction. Everybody can survive, you know. Some do it happily, joyfully, you know, and they get by. We go through this for years, but what about that rise to pride? That's when that honor has to come in there. Wouldn't you say, would you agree with me on that? I'm not just slapping my gears over here.
Yes, I would definitely agree. And, you know, we always talk about ourselves first. So you have to pour into yourself so that you can pour out to other people, and that's very true. You won't be able to do something that you haven't done for yourself. And I think that's true. I agree.
Well, that makes music to my ear, and you know me, I'm always trying to pull up something. I tell the youth, I tell myself, and I'll mention it again. This is from my mentor, Daisaku Ikeda. The worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh, from new, from this moment on. Okay, so if that's something, I scream every morning, and I think others should join me. It works. It definitely works, because when you talk to yourself and you deal with yourself, keep in mind, it's an inside job. It vibrates out there, and it travels in many, many levels. And I'm not saying that all days going to be good days. It's like the waves in the ocean. You just have to ride them, okay? But it's nothing like riding that rough wave with a smile on your face, knowing that the sunshine is just around the corner, keeps you going. It's all about attitude. It's all about mindset. It's all about what you want, not what anybody else wants. What do you want? I'm going to take us back to last week. It all blends in together here. That's why we care and share. We just bring it to you. We're not scientists over here, but we're two humanitarians, and we work on ourselves daily, and I'm pretty sure all the lessons are doing the same thing, because nothing is being done like it was done before. It is the new beginning, and we are the pioneers. That's a good feeling. I'm in agreement with you, Tiffany, with an eye on that. I'm in agreement.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, like you say, we share and care over here. That's what we do, because we really do care about our listeners.
Yes, we do. And you know, things I've had persons, you know, I don't communicate on Facebook. I'll like something. I don't communicate. It's only basically for the show. But, you know, some people put in different, you know, they're trying to get in touch and stuff, and we get back with them. But I'm not a Facebook communicator. It's for this show, okay, for Waking Up with Linda McShann. So there's contact ways and numbers and things of that nature that we can do. And I appreciate those that are, you know, coming in and listening and thinking, but we do it a different kind of way here, okay? But we're here for you. And basically, our focus is community, youth events, and communications. See, we do a threefold thing here with several aspects that fall underneath those titles. So we'd like for you to give us a call if you have a suggestion. 323-769-5879. Let us know. You know, we're open for suggestions. We're here to care and share, and we want you to care and share with us. That's what it's all about. So Tiffany with an I, you know, I don't know how busy you're getting ready to get out there. Or what your plans are. I'm going low and slow, and I just follow the wind, but I'm not being blown away by the eight winds. I'm just, you know, kind of seeing which direction it goes. And we'll be back mindful Monday with some more information. And I'd like to say to everybody out there, have a great, great, great weekend. Get out there and get some of that vitamin D. Be safe, be aware, but more so, be kind. Starting with yourself first. And I'd like for you to give us that last word of thought, Tiffany, because you know you always give something to think about, so give it to us, and we're going to close it out and say, hey, find it out Friday. Hopefully we've given you something that can be helpful. Give us that last word, Tiffany with an I.
You know, it's very hard to come back or behind someone who said something so that you don't need to say anymore, right? Like, that's what she did today. So I'm like, I can be apologetic, but I mean, if someone says something that is all that you could have said, then I think I would have said the same. So in essence, thank you for saying what you said. I mean, there's nothing else for me to say. You said it all.
Well, you know, we're right back at you. You know, each one teach one over here. Well, what I'm going to do is play my Tina and take them on out with it, because I'm saying hail to the queen and mentioning for those who have not seen that musical, get there. You're in for a treat and a few surprises, but it's awesome. It is awesome. Never seen anything like it. You've never felt anything like it. You've never witnessed anything like it. And once you leave out of there, you're going to be pretty. You're going to have a lot of things on your mind, and you're going to be a bit mesmerized also. So Tiffany Witt and I, we love you. Please have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we'll hopefully you can join us on Monday if you on this planet. We'll talk about it. But we're going to come back mindful Monday, because I got to warn them out there. Stay out the way of them firecrackers, okay? But I'm going to take us on out with Tina. We love you, Tiffany. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the thing might have been.
keep on burning.
And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis.
And I
pumped a lot of paint down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning. Oh, the primary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
We're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling,
rolling
on the river,
rolling on the river.
Want to stay kind, stay strong, stay aware, be observant, and more so, stay you and stay safe. We love you. Enjoy your weekend.
Linda McShane.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.